All right, Rosh Hashanah Baal Bayis. Today was Yud Nissan. Right, so back in the days of yore, by Yetzias Yisrael, it was Mishchu V'Kru, prepare a Korban Pesach. So that's how the Reb Dani was, of course, today. It was Mishchu V'Kru, to throw this together at the last moment, you know. Apropos, it's amazing how everything is Mechuvim Beruach HaKodesh, right? the mitzvahs of Pesach, which is our, this is where it all starts. You know, Am Yisrael starts with Pesach, right? So there's the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder divide up into two categories. One is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the rest are mitzvahs of Achila. Pesach, Matzah, Moror, right? And the common denominator of the two of them is that they're done with the mouth. Sipur is what the mouth puts out, and Achil is what the mouth puts in, right? And this is actually something which is amok ma'od on the inyan of what the chirus is, that what it means that we became a free people, that it's brought down, in the, it's already in the Zohar and the Ari's Marchiv on it, that's called Chag Pesach, that the mouth speaks, that the Dibur, the Etzim Koach HaDibur, was in Golis and got liberated. And it's not a coincidence that that the mouth that speaks is also the mouth that eats. The two go together. And then the pshat is like this, right? That wasn't mean that the Dibur was in Golis and was finally liberated, because we spoke about this on a few occasions in the last few weeks, right? That the inyan of that the Odom has the Koach HaDibur is not for the purpose of communication. Animals communicate guns fine without language, and they don't have the Shalom Bayis problems that we have, and they don't make wars like we do. Communication-wise and attaining mutual understanding, they are way ahead of us. That's not, language is not, has not helped us with that at all. All right. The inyan of that the Yoram is the Koach HaDibur, that sign that comes directly from the Neshama, like it says, Edom Nefesh Chaya, Yivach Rabba Nishlam, Edom Nefesh Chaya, so everyone knows the Targum Unkos on Nefesh Chaya, which is as a result of having the Nishmas Chaim, it's not as Ruach Memalala. The inyan of Dibur is to bring ideas into the world. You have an idea, but how are you going to bring it into Chalal Shom? It'll remain in the world of ideas. You could put it into speech, and you could communicate it, you can make it part of, the general, consciousness of people. You could share ideas, and you could also give tzivuyim, that a person should live based on ideas and not live just based on animal instinct. And the Koach HaDibur is Koach to communicate ideas, right? And that's the glory of the Adam. And prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Dibur was being used the way Dibur is used bizman hazeh, right? Like we said, the animals are doing much better job than we are. Right, they have adequate communication, and that's not what the Dibur is all about. The Dibur is all about bringing Kedusha into the world, bringing the ideas of the Torah into the world. That's why the Torah, which is Noivlas Chokmashma, was Nislabish in Dibur, that could be communicated and shared with the Adam and be brought into the world. That's what makes us better. But that's as far as bringing ideas into the world. That's top down. Then there's also, going bottom up. Right, not just to bring Kedusha in, but also to elevate things. Right? There is tremendous potential for Kedusha in Gashmias. Gashmias, as it is naturally, is chol. Right? It's profane and not holy. Right? And when Gashmias is profane and not holy, it's chol and not kodesh, that's called that the Gashmias is in golus. It's in golus because it's not attaining its full potential, because all of Gashmias could be kodesh. It could be Kodesh, right? So, we bring ideas into the world, so you import Kedusha, but then there's also but the Gashmias, that it shouldn't stay the same Gashmias, right? So what's the Eitzah, right? To bring up, the Nitzotzes of Kedusha that are trapped in things, to liberate them, right? So you bring Kedusha into the world, but what about the Kedusha that's in Gashmias, right? To liberate it. It's in captivity, and it's sealed, and it's locked away in the Olam of Chulin. How do you get rid of it? How do you get it out? That's what Achila is, right? The Koach of Achila, whether in the big picture, right, nationally, it's the Beis HaMikdash, and the Korbanos are called Korboni Lachmi Yishai, the behemoths and the Eifes and the Menachas, all these things become Kedusha as they're consumed by the Mizbeach. It's called Achilas Mizbeach. It's Kivyachol, it's being consumed, it's being eaten, and with that, it's being elevated. Every Odom, was meant to do that also. Brother Gemara says, Brother says, always say, as if kilu kadosh shorui b'meav, you view as if there's kedusha in your stomach. Right, and then you know, and Akshav she'enu mizbeach kapor shulchan shavim lechaper olav. And the Mesil Sharm tells us that after he beats up on you, you should eat less and less and less. When it comes to kedusha, when a person is attained the matter that he himself is a kadosh, then achiloso kachilas kachim v'shtiyoso kinesachim. Right, but before Yitzias Mitzrayim, just like the Dibur was in Golas, you know, so the Adam who is the medaber was no better than a behema. With being liberated, you know, from Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the Dibur, the Koach, just like the Peh, actualized its potential to now communicate ideas of Torah into the world. When the Peh actualized its potential in that direction, it now got the potential to go the other way, to import, right? That, you know, to elevate the Gashmias and convert it into Ruchnias. So the Peh puts ideas into the world, but the Peh could also take things in their Gashmi form and incorporate them in the Tzelem Elokim and bring these things to Kedusha. And it's called that you're giving Cherus, right, to the Kedusha that's already been hidden within Gashmias. So Yitzias Mitzrayim's mamish, you know, just like, you know, it's, you know, that the Koach HaDibur is free to import Kedusha into the world, it's a two-way street. It's also to export from Chol into Kodesh. And that's called Cherus to the Kedusha that's been locked away in the Gashmias. So it's very apropos, you know, these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Leil Chag, is either Achila and Dibur, both bepeh, import export, you know, import kedusha from the Olam Salyonim into Gashmis, but also to export from Chol into Kodesh, and that's done through the Achila, and this is the real tikkun of Chet Adam Rishon that's alluded to, right? That, you know, that after Adam Rishon was Chote, so Kotz Vedara Tatzmiach Lach, you're going to eat vegetation. So the Medrash says that when Adam Rishon heard that, he broke out in a cold sweat. Shema ani v'chamori nekshram le'evus achas. Me and my donkey eat out of the same feedback. Meaning to say, I'm no better than my donkey. When he heard b'zeas apecha tochal lechem niskar radaito. When he heard b'zeas apecha, you know, he calmed down. So explains the Maharal, because in lechem, there's chokhmah. It doesn't grow naturally that way. Right? You know, so that means that there's chokhmah in the food. The Adam eats, you know, you are what you eat. If the Adam eats food that has intellect into it, in it, that shows that the Adam is on a higher madrega. He's still an intellectual being, right? And that he's not in the same league as his chamor. And he's not eating out of the same feedback, meaning to say his eating is not the same eating as the eating of a behema. And that's the eating of matzah. That's what's brought down in Zohar. That's michla de mesvasa, right? It heals. It heals from the chet Adam Rishon, right? It's a tikkun for Chet Adam Rishon that was actually done by Achila. Right? He ate something he shouldn't have eaten. And that's when the Koach HaDibur went into Golos. Because you import with your mouth what you shouldn't import. You can't export with the mouth Kedusha anymore. Right? So when he ate something he shouldn't have eaten, the mouth lost its Koach for over 2,000 years by Yitzias Mitzrayim. The gula for Koach HaDibur, just like the power of speech got liberated, the power of eating got liberated and become elevated. That our eating is not the eating of like animals. Our eating is an inyan of importing things into Malchus Shemaim and elevating them and liberating the nitzotzes of Kedusha that's in it. But mamash, what we do in this chabura, whenever we meet, according to me, is Zakeinu, that Shenocha min Azvachim HaPsachim b'mehera b'yamein. Amen.